Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Well, Stu Jackson played his basketball at the University of Oregon in college. He's gone on to do some big things. After his basketball playing career, he coached both the NBA and in college and is now the commissioner of the WCC, issued a statement today. I thought it was a strong statement, one that needed to be said. Stu Jackson pointing out that the Power Four, the autonomous four conferences, essentially are trying to run off with the championship events in the NCAA, and he's here to join us and talk about it. Stu Jackson, where are you today?
Well, I'm actually in San Bruno, California, in our new WCC offices, so good place to be today.
Well, I appreciate you joining us. I know it's a busy day for you, but, you know, the Power Four conferences, what are they trying to do? Because they've talked about wanting more influence and wanting to take more control of the NCAA championships. What are they getting at?
Well, it's really tough to determine, as has been the MO of the Power Four conferences, you know, for, you know, upwards to the past, you know, 10 years. But, you know, discussions have been ongoing with the NCAA and its membership about a new potential governance system that will obviously take place. But in recent weeks, the Power Four has made, noise that they may, in fact, be, as part of that governance system, shifting their right to also manage postseason championships, which I felt that caught everybody a little bit by surprise. But in answer to your question, I'm not sure what it is they're trying to do, but just based on past history, which is a great predictor of the future, and the way that the CFP process was handled, back in 2014, and then subsequent to that, you know, the way that the process unfolded with the House settlement amongst institutions and conferences, I'm just a bit concerned in terms of what their intentions are this go-around with respect to the governance system as it relates to, championships and tournaments.
I immediately go to the NCAA tournament, and I'm like, no way do I want that changed. It's not broken. There's nothing wrong with it. It might be the best thing that the NCAA does. It might be the best thing about all of college athletics. Are you concerned that the NCAA tournament is at the crosshairs of this?
I am a bit concerned, to be honest, John, because, listen, tampering with the men's basketball tournament and the women's basketball tournament is a bigger issue even than the CFP process. And what I mean is that tournament and the revenue that's garnered from that tournament affects far many more NCAA member institutions than does the CFP, distribution process. So, that tournament funds a great many institutions, athletic programs across the country. Many people, not only men's and women's basketball, rely on that revenue, but as do the Olympic sports. And potentially there are a lot of student-athlete services, experiences, championship, and their care that will be affected if those tournaments are tampered with, particularly not knowing what their intention is.
Stu Jackson, WCC commissioner, with us. I know you've served on the NCAA basketball committee, and, we had Tom Westerstill, the Big Sky Conference commissioner, on maybe a week or two ago, and he expressed a similar sentiment. He said, I haven't heard enough about it, but this makes me uncomfortable because, obviously this is the haves coming in and maybe trying to get their hands on a major championship event and all the championship events. I'm worried about Olympic sports in general, Stu. Like, I'm worried that the Olympic sports in the current system are going to be threatened, and I don't want to see the Power Four overstep here. What have you heard about their proposal? Have they had any direct conversations with you, or to, at this point, is it just conversation where they've said, hey, they'd like to get more control?
There have not been any conversations, per se, between the Power Four and the other conferences. And, you know, to that, we should not be surprised. If you, as I mentioned before, you look at recent history in the CFP distribution process way back when, they came back and said, you know, two of the conferences were going to receive 58% of the revenue. Two more of the Power Four conferences were going to receive, I believe, 18 and 17% of the revenue. And they told the rest of the FBS world how it was going to be. And then you fast forward to the Hal situation and understanding that the Power Four were, in fact, defendants, along with the NCAA during that process, and had every right to try and draft and craft what a potential settlement would look like. But there was a little bit of a misstep along the way in that there was no communication or collaboration between the NCAA and those conferences with the other members. And once again said, here's the deal. Here's your part of paying damages. This is going to be the system in terms of revenue sharing going forward. And basically take it as is. So here we are once again talking about NCAA governance, and my concern is that the same process or their MO is going to be the same. They will decide what governance looks like, particularly with respect to the management of postseason championships like the men's and women's basketball tournament, and say, hey, this is what it's going to be, this is how it is. And that's a big concern, I believe, by Tom and others, and we're all just trying to get out ahead of it.
Stu Jackson with us, WCC Commissioner. Stu, the Power Four and even beyond that, the Big Ten and the SEC have sort of wielded their authority in a Darwinian way lately with the playoff and now maybe with this announcement. What is the process to change the way that governance happens? How big a voice can the WCC, the Mountain West, the Pac-12, the American, how big of a voice can you have in the room as it pertains to that governance?
Well, I don't think, listen, John, I don't think there is much of a voice. Now, that being said, there is a decision-making group that's comprised of members from all across the NCAA membership that will have, some say in the discussions as it, involves, the governance structure. And, I mean, listen, the governance structure does need to be streamlined. There's no question about that. But when you begin to talk about the heart of the NCAA, which is the men's tournament and the women's basketball tournament, that's, as I said before, a bit concerning. And if the process before with the Power Four continues to unfold, I suspect that no matter who's involved in those discussions, at the end of the day, they have the power, the resources to dictate what it is they would like to see. And that's a bit scary for all of us.
I am concerned about the NCAA tournament. I am also just concerned about college athletics. What do you think they want to do with the NCAA tournament? I mean, there's nothing wrong with the thing. Even at 68 teams, there's nothing wrong with it. I don't want big expansion. I don't want more access for these conferences that have grown to 16 and 18 members. You got to earn your way into the tournament. You win your conference, you get into the tournament. Stu, it feels like if you threaten that, you're threatening just the fundamental sanctity of college athletics.
I think that's a true statement, but look, let's be real here. This is a business decision on their part. And, members of the NCAA have come out and said that with the Power Four, they don't intend to, in fact, change the distribution or the equal performance distribution, which are, the 32 units that go to all the conferences. But what they failed to mention is they didn't say what they were going to potentially do with the basketball performance fund, which mm-hmm. rewards conferences as they earn more units throughout the tournament. And that's a big financial nut. So, you know, when I hear things like that, that that's been part of the focus of, you know, these discussions going forward, it sounds to me that there's less of an emphasis on the tournament, the student-athlete experience, the services, and more on business, and they're conflating the two. And that's really not the spirit of what college athletics are about, and dare I say, you know, the tournament itself. So, again, this is a business. It's about, you know, the money potentially that they will able to garner, probably in a disproportionate manner for themselves, and that's going to hurt a great number of institutions and conferences in the NCAA.
What happens next, Stu? I mean, you put that statement out. Do you get a call from Greg Sankey in the SEC? Does Tony Petitti pick up the phone? What happened? What's the next step in your mind? You know, if you want to have a healthy discussion about this, what is the next move?
It's a fair question, but you know, I'm not suggesting waiting by the phone and you know, waiting for them to call, because I just don't think that will happen. I'm not really sure it's at the top of their list, but I do think. And my call to action is that for other institutions, particularly the conferences, that we have to, you know, infuse ourselves in any way that we can ahead of time while there's still time. And there's not much, because they're going to make a decision by June. Infuse ourselves into that conversation and basically request that there's some collaboration that has not existed before. On other big issues like CFP or the House case.
Well, I really do respect that you are being proactive here. I think, well, as the CFP distributions came up, and as you mentioned, it was just sort of dictated that, hey, we're going to take 58% and the ACC and the Big 12 get this. I wondered why everybody but the SEC and the Big 10 didn't collaborate more and gather together and go, look, do we really want this? We've got leverage now. And you're right. Every day that passes, you lose leverage. So I appreciate you coming forward with this. Why is this important to you? Why are you so passionate about this?
Yeah, I'm passionate because, one is, there some things have been potentially been compromised, and some things have already been compromised. I'm passionate because it cuts at the heart of the protection of all sports and student-athletes going forward. I'm passionate because the process is right now trending the wrong way. And then thirdly, and maybe I agree, this one's personal, it cuts to the heart of the game of basketball when you start talking about the men's and women's tournament. And you just wonder at what expense. And I just feel that it needs to be protected. You know, the game, a fair process, and protecting student-athletes, and I'm not sure that's at the top of the list based on what I've gleaned so far, is the objective of the Power Four.
Stu, you've got a conference in the WCC that has been known for NCAA tournament bids. Right now, the WCC, the way it is this a three-bid, four-bid conference in your mind? What do you see on the court?
I see that, you know, for the first time in a long time, the WCC, we have a chance to be a two-plus multi, you know, bid league. And that's a lot of fun. Now, listen, that being said, it's not going to happen by itself. You know, historically, Gonzaga and St. Mary's have represented the WCC in the tournament. But now we have probably at least four other teams in the conference that, with a lot of basketball to play, have some opportunities, John, if they perform, to really build a resume that's worthy of consideration of an invitation to the NCAA tournament, aside from potentially, you know, Gonzaga and St. Mary's. And that's exciting stuff. You know, by way of example, I mean, last night we had two very huge games. You know, to that end, where teams could actually resume build. We've got one or two this Saturday. We have some next week. And that's fun. And I, you know, a lot of that is attributed to the fact that Oregon State and Washington State are in our conference. We anticipated they would bolster the strength of this conference, and they have. And hopefully they're having an enjoyable experience. But all in all, it's providing, you know, opportunities for all of our members, affiliates and otherwise, to maybe gain access in the tournament in a way that we just haven't done.
Yeah, the WCC tournament in Vegas, I think, is going to be lights out. I mean, I think it'll be the most competitive, most interesting tournament. There's any number of four or five teams right now that I think could win the thing. Stu Jackson, I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you sticking your neck out, taking a stand. You're doing what a commissioner's supposed to do. Thank you.
Well, thank you, John. Thanks for having me on. I always appreciate our conversation.
You bet. There he goes. Stu Jackson, commissioner of the WCC. Look, somebody's got to look out for the greater good, right? The good of the game. Stu Jackson's doing that. And I think the Power Four, and specifically the Big Ten and the SEC, they're trying to run away with it all. And this is a very important time. And I'll be very interested to see what the rest of college athletics can do while this is happening. Our big splash coming up. Stuart Mandel of The Athletic talks college football in the 4 o'clock hour. And we'll talk some NFL. Who's going to win? Who's going to the Super Bowl? We'll determine that on today's show.